Hello.
And thank you very much for coming here. Thank you for giving me the opportunity to address you here at Antje Ehmann and the House of the World Cultures. And thank you for giving me the films. Gratitude goes to Anna and Lara Falarocchi and Matthias. And I would like to share a few memories which I have with Harun Farrokhi, or when I think of Harun Farrokhi. First of all, his voice. Then, secondly, the way he was standing upright, and Harun Farrokhi's way of dealing with children and youth. First of all, how did he stand? So, if you were at an evening event with about 100 people, and if you just looked at their outlines, their shades on the walls, you could really see who Harun Farrokhi was. He was always bent over, and the palms of his hands were facing forward, and his thumbs were facing forward, and his face was looking up at the person with whom he was talking. He had a very distinguished way of standing, and unmistakable. And the same applies to his voice. It's very cool, unpathetic, undramatic, not very excited. So it's deadpan. Even if he was talking about the most atrocious things, he was always cool. And this was also, you know, what was born in mind when his films were dubbed in French, Japanese or English, and that really made all the difference. I mean, this set him apart as part of that generation, which were mentioned by Dietrich Dietrichsen. I mean, those people who came from Münster and were all excited in the 1970s. This wasn't Harun. Harun was exactly the opposite. He was deadpan, really cool, and there were subtle ironies, subtle innuendos in his films, and I always had to watch his films twice or three times, or I had to read Thomas Elsesser in order to understand all the subtle ironies. And the second thing, or the third thing that struck me with regard to Harun Farrokhi, was the special way in which he dealt with kids or teenagers, because I have kids myself, and the way in which he dealt with them made it clear that as a teenager he must have had a rather exciting life to relate to these teenagers in such a way. So we're going to see a couple of films which were shot by Harun Farrokhi in the 1970s for German children's programs. Then please bear in mind that they were shot in the 1970s when you may, you know, criticize the quality of the sound and the images. But nevertheless, they bear the hallmarks of Harun Farrokhi, his unmistakable, his passionate interest in different ways in which work was organized, cybernetic. Loops in society, his fascination with technical solutions and the inspiration which he took from Brecht's teachings, who were always instructive but never patronizing. So I hope we shall all be inspired by Harun Farrokhi's children documentaries, and hopefully eventually there will be a collected works on DVD. So on this note, roll the films over to the technicians. Thank you very much. These balls traveled a long journey. They're supposed to go overseas on a boat. You can't carry all balls at once in your arms. What you need is a box, a container, like a cardboard box, for instance. A box can carry many more balls than two arms alone. The boards have to get to the station. The men put the boxes onto a truck. The boxes are the containers for the boards, and now the lorry has become the container for the boxes. The boxes are now put into another container. From the lorry, the boxes are taken into a railway car. And in the port, the boxes with the boards change container again. They're taken out of the railway car and put onto the vessel. Before the boxes with the boards enter the ship, they have changed their container very often, and now ship has become their container for their journey to overseas. A ship has arrived at the port, bringing goods from overseas. The goods have traveled a long journey. Concrete, cocoa, flour, meat, or even balls. The goods are wrapped in big boxes, which are called containers. These big containers, or the big vessels which are called containers, can be brought from the ship to the railway. Now you don't have to get all the boxes and cardboard boxes and bags individually. Now the entire container becomes a railway car. And you can also put the containers, the vessels which you call container, onto the trailer. You don't need to get the individual crates and boxes and tons and transship them. The entire container now becomes a lorry. A container is a vessel onto which you don't always have to change the goods. They stay in the container.
Mit 50 Pfennig kann man sich...
You can buy something for 50 cents, for instance, a bottle of sherbet. A sherbet, please. Dieter got sherbet powder for his money. What does the merchant do with the money? The merchant buys new goods, for instance, new sherbet with this supplier. 12 Deutschmarks and 50 Pfennigs. 12.50, please, and 50 Pfennigs.
So, with this van, the man actually sells lemonade and receives money for it. What does he do with the money?
Er kauft damit wieder Brause ein.
He buys lemonade with it. At the factory that produces the lemonade.
Zehn Limo, zehn Brause und fünf Selt.
10 bottles of lemonade, 10 times Brause, 5 times water, 312 marks and 50 pennies. So the head of the factory that produces the lemonade sells lemonades to the salesperson. So what does he buy with the money he earns?
Mit Geld kann man sich nicht nur Sachen kaufen.
You cannot only buy things with money. You can also pay people for their work with money.
Dieser Mann arbeitet in der Brausefabrik und bekommt.
This man works in the lemonade factory and receives money for it.
Dieser Arbeiter aus der Brausefabrik ist der Vater von Dieter.
So this man from the factory is Dieter's father. He received money for his labor and he gives Dieter 50 pfennies. And what does Dieter do with the 50 pfennies, with the money?
Kinder, gebt fein acht. Ich habe euch etwas mitgebracht.
Well, dear children, just pay attention. I have got something for you. Well, I know a bridge that can be drawn up. So, it's a drawing bridge. It can be raised for the ship to pass under it. Well, I've seen a bridge that could be pulled up just the way you can do it with two arms. So that was one, a bridge for the trains. So for each train, one track. And I've seen a bridge that could be turned around just like a merry-go-round. Well, like two merry-go-rounds. Okay, okay. Have you seen people who have flown above the water? Yes, just like Tarzan. No, not only one person, but many of them. Oh, I see. A ferry that crosses the water. Are you already asleep? Goodbye and good night. Dear children, pay attention. I have got something for you. Now, what are you thinking about? I did see a ship that crossed the street. No, but that only looks like wood. No, believe me, I really did see a ship that crossed a street, and it was not only what I imagined. Well, I did see a ship that crossed a river. Well, that's nothing special. No, actually, it is something very rare. So, a ship that actually crossed a bridge crossing a canal. Well, I think you know a ship in an elevator. A ship in an elevator, that doesn't work, that doesn't exist. Ah, I see. It's basically that ship elevator. It's drawworks, as if, you know, ship would have to climb up the mountain, go on top of it. Well, maybe a ship with teeth. A ship with teeth. Well, I have to yawn. That is a ship. That looks like a fish. Bye-bye and sleep well. So, what are you thinking about? I think of a train that crosses a bridge. But that's nothing special. I see. Such a train. Well, I can imagine, or I'm thinking of a nicer train that crosses the bridge. Oh, a cable car. But where is the bridge? Sonia, it's your turn now. Well, I cannot think of anything else. You know, I'm dead tired. Well, but then think of a train that is actually turning and turning and turning around. That is a locomotive on a hub. I don't want to think of any kind of train anymore. I don't want to see one either. I am entering a locomotive now, and I am going away. Oh, but then I want to come along. What a nice dream. Well, dear children, pay attention. I have got something for you. Dear pussycat, sleep well. But cats, they don't want to sleep in bed. They really want to play with the other cats. So should we let her out? Yes. But then maybe the following things happen. Well, she looks down at the van, and she starts jumping. There she goes. Then they keep on going, and next morning, the pussycat is in a different country. So, and in this country, a cat is a very precious animal. So, Pussycat is being sold because of its value, and then sold yet again to somebody else. In this country, it is really chic to have a cat on the hat, because this is when you get your picture in the newspaper. So there was a reception at the embassy, and there was a lady with a cat on the head, but this is Pussycat. So we are then going to write a letter, and one day we get a package. Poor cat, we never let you out at night again, and we think, no, poor pussycat, never again will we leave you outside during the night. You can always sleep with us in bed. Bye-bye. Sleep well.